In 2012, the planet Venus will pass directly between the Sun and the Earth. This transit of Venus won't occur again until the year 2117. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun-Earth Day 2012, Shadows of the Sun. Many of our NASA missions play an enormous part in telling that incredible story, the story of our dynamic solar environment. In this podcast, we'll continue our series about the RESI mission with Dr. Nicole Vilmer, the Director of Research at CNRS, which is the National Center of Scientific Research at the Paris Observatory. It takes the concerted efforts of scientists and engineers from a variety of backgrounds and cultures to make missions like RESI successful. To get started, I asked Nicole to tell us a little bit about herself and how she eventually started her work with the RESI mission.
Okay, so I'm Nicole Vilmer, and I'm working at the Paris Observatory, and I'm a director de recherche en français, director of research at CNRS, which is the National Center of Scientific Research. So I've been working at the Paris Observatory for something like 30 years now. I studied in France, and in the Paris University, I had PhD thesis, and then in 1979, 1980, I just went for 1 year to Berkeley. And this is where I started to learn about X-rays and gamma rays, because I was working in a group who was mostly involved in radio astronomy. And this is how also I'm still involved in RESI and still working with the people I met in 1980 in Berkeley. After that, I went back. To Paris and did some research on radio emissions from solar flares. We have some radio instruments in a town in a village which is called Nancy, which is 200 kilometers south of Paris, where we have radio, what we call a radio heliograph, a radio heliograph, to make. Images of the sun as a radio emitter. And then I also worked on several missions to study flares at X-ray and gamma ray wavelengths. And finally, I got involved in the RESI mission, and I'm still working with the RESI data on X-rays, gamma rays, and also combining these observations with radio observations of solar flares.
Nicole went on to emphasize the importance of observing solar cycles and conducting solar research over long periods of time.
So I've been working on something like 30 years in solar physics. That means three solar cycles. So for each solar cycle, because flares are mostly related to the period where you have a lot of activity, where you have a lot of active regions, and if you want to study X-ray emission from solar flares, I mean X-ray emission at high energies as the one we observe with RESI, then you need to have a satellite. And for the different cycles, we had several satellites. So this cycle, I'm working with the RESI team, but the previous cycle, 1990, I was involved, in fact, in another mission to study solar flares at X-ray gamma rays, which was a mission, which was a French-Russian mission. And the cycle before, I had been starting to work on a solar maximum mission, which was an NASA mission, and ISEO3, and this is how I started my career also in Berkeley.
I asked Nicole to tell us more about the experiences in her life that inspired her to pursue a career in solar physics.
When I was a student, I wanted to work in radio astronomy, and I wanted to work on galaxies in radio astronomy. And this is in Nancy, which is the place where we have our solar radio, where we have still our solar radio instrument. There is also a big radio telescope, and people at that time, they were looking at radio galaxies, measuring the redshift of the galaxies. And that was really what I wanted to do, to work on galaxies at radio wavelengths. But it was, I mean, a lot of students wanted to do that. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to look at radio wavelengths, but I will move to solar physics and look at solar flares at radio wavelengths. And then this is how I arrived into solar physics. Then I went to Berkeley and I thought that solar physics is so interesting that I finally stayed in this domain.
We'd like to thank Nicole for taking time to talk with us today and look forward to future podcasts about the RESI mission. You can find all of the information about this year's theme, Shadows of the Sun, on the Sun Earth Day website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. We'll continue to populate that website with the latest information about our upcoming programs, background resources, activities, and registration information. With the help of our friends from the Solar Dynamics Observatory mission, we've even included a new events-based Google Map. One of our main goals is to help you join thousands of people in learning more about the transit of Venus on June 5th and 6th of 2012, and then again for a total solar eclipse on November 13th and 14th, 2012. Upcoming podcasts will include interviews with additional NASA scientists, astronomers, educators, and media specialists from the award-winning NASA EDGE team. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to join in on the discussion with our growing Sun Earth Day community. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.